Blog Talk Radio.
All the second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. We are still going.
Welcome to Lickin' on Lindsay.
Are we beginning to see the formation of a fundamental shift in the American dream of home ownership?
A weekly mortgage market update.
20 seconds and counting.
Providing up-to-the-minute information.
The absence of Chinese investors in the real estate market, and they're really starting to have an impact, but it's only
on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
If you look at it on a dollar value, it's significant. If you look at it on a unit basis, it's inconsequential to the overall big market.
To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972.
Here's the deal. How much of the market, real estate market, is comprised of this type of property?
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start.
And now, here's five, your host of Lickin' on Lending.
3, 2,
David Lickin.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Good to have you here with us. We're broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado at the National MBA Mortgage Bankers Association of America Annual Convention. This is going to be an abbreviated podcast because I'm leaving and we're going to head into a session that is being conducted, and it's starting as we start this broadcast. And it's going to be Ben Carson and Mel Watt talking about some of their plans initiatives for the HUD as well as the GSE. So it could be very interesting, and I don't want to miss that. We're going to be also doing a podcast later in the day where we put on the website 3 p.m. It's possible that it may have to go to 4 p.m., and we're working with some scheduling. We ran into some scheduling issues for the first time with Blog Talk Radio, which we do, as you know, this podcast. So we're excited to have you here now, and many of you are dialed in. Thank you for you faithful listeners that are doing so. A good number of our listeners are here at the conference, and we will be in the Finastra booth here in just a little bit, and we will be listening to the conference and then bringing you a report later on today, because there's going to be a lot of information coming out here, and so we want to make sure we get you on. Now, next week, we've got Lynn Fisher going to be coming on, or Mike Frantoni, one of the two of them. Caught Lynn in the hallway. Looks like she may be the one doing it. We'll be talking to Lynn Fisher, Dr. Lynn Fisher, who works with Mike Frattantoni in the economic department and forecast department for the MBA. They'll be on next week. And so you won't want to miss next week. And then what we don't get covered in this podcast to this week, we will be covering in next week's podcast. So we're going to go through and say we get a big thank you to all of our sponsors. All of them are here. I've been in most of their booths already, and so I could just go on and on about that. But I want to get into this session, and we'll be adding when we do the podcast later today, we'll be going into the more formal topics. First of all, I want to give an overview of what's going on with the markets. And so we've got Les Parker and his commentary, and then we've got Joe Farr, faithful that he is, dialed in on the line, and we'll get to Joe's market update. And then Alice Alvey will be joining me later in the Finastra booth, talking about what she heard at the various conferences. So again, two-part podcast today, very unusual. We'll be bolting the two of them together, gluing them together, and putting it out as one later on. So some of you that listen to this, you'll be listening to it on a downloaded basis. You won't even know it's a two-part podcast other than you hear me talking about it. Anyway, let's hear what we have from LoanLogix, and we'll be right back with after this word with LoanLogix and their
update. Dave, LoanLogix appreciates the opportunity to share MarketLogix live during the MBA convention.
I've got you under my skin.
Your loans are under my skin. You've got too deep to depart from me. So deep in my skin that you're really a pain for me. Last week, fiscal policy took center stage and U.S. credit markets softened. But the big news that matters near term came from China's central bank about excess leverage. Its governor said, if we are too optimistic when things go smoothly, tensions build up, which could lead to a sharp correction, what we call a Minsky moment. It occurs when hidden risk in an economy suddenly manifests themselves and asset prices slump, leading to defaults. Trick or treat, the great repricing is coming. These views are my own. Go to LoanLogix.com to subscribe to my daily newsletter.
Well, there you have it. Always love the updates that we get from our friend Les Parker. I had breakfast with him yesterday morning here. very influential here in the NBA, and one that many people turn to as they're looking at where are the markets going. And so he does a good job on a long-term perspective. But joining us on the podcast now is our good friend, an 8-year veteran of the podcast, Joe Farr with MBS Quoteline. And if you haven't checked out the MBS Quoteline service, folks, you need to do so. MBSQuoteline.com. And the voice and the brains behind all of that is our good friend, Joe Farr. Joe, good to have you, good friend.
I don't have any Minsky moments here, but I do have a report on what's going on in the market.
That is good. I thought that was good. Minsky moments. I got that was a little soundbite.
Yeah, so right now MBS prices are up a little bit, about 10 basis points on the day. There have been no economic events today. You know, maybe this is reversing some of Friday's pretty big drop in prices. But throughout the week last week, we saw some deterioration in prices. Most of that came on Wednesday and Friday. But for the week, we lost, I think, about a half a point in price. And and that caused rates to rise maybe 8 basis points. And so, again, most of that movement came on Wednesday and Friday. On Wednesday, it was a stock market rally, as Les was talking about, pushing the Dow up well above 23,000. But that rally drew investors away from bonds, causing a bit of a drop in price in bonds. And on Friday morning, initially, the immediate reaction to an overnight event at the Senate Banking Budget Committee caused MBS prices to fall, and that the Budget Committee passed an increase in the budget to, I think it was like $4 trillion. But what that did was it opened the path for tax reform. That passing that budget was important to do that. Now tax reform has a place in the budget. And, investors like the possibility of a new tax reform bill, a tax cut primarily. Bond investors didn't like it. Stock investors did. The bond investors see it as creating stimulus, economic growth, and therefore increasing the outlook for inflation. So it was not good for bond investors. Also, it's expected that the budget will increase the deficit by more than it would have without a tax bill. I think they're expecting $1.5 trillion in additional deficit from the tax bill. You know, some people still talk about paying for all of it, but the reality is they expect that there'll be some increase in the deficit because of it. And that, too, is not favored by bond investors, and that's going to add that much more supply of bonds in the market. So prices went down. So last week, the economic data that came out generally didn't cause much reaction. The industrial production did beat expectations. Builder confidence grew a little bit. Existing home sales were flat, but all that was due to a big drop in home sales in the South. 15% drop in the South, all the other, which is hurricane related, all the other regions were up. And then looking at this week, Dave, not a lot on the calendar, but a couple of pretty big events. Wednesday, durable orders comes out. Thursday, pending home sales comes out. And Friday will be the first look at third quarter GDP. Right now, I think it's 2.5% GDP is expected. Let me look that up real quick. But the big event of the week is very likely going to be the ECB meeting. They meet on Thursday. At that meeting, they're expected to announce their plan for their bond buying program going forward. Right now, the current bond buying program expires at the end of the year. They're currently buying $60 billion euro a month in new assets. What is expected to be announced is that they will extend beginning in January through September at a rate of 30 billion euro. So cutting the dollar amount in half and extending it 9 months, but not planning to end it necessarily at the end of that 9 months. So, that's what's expected. And I don't know how strongly that's expected, but, you know, it could be a market moving event if what they do is very far from what is expected. And so that'll come out early Thursday morning, maybe about 7:45 Thursday morning Eastern time. So of all the events this week, that's the time I think you should pay some attention.
We could be seeing some volatility then. Okay. Good point.
Absolutely.
Good point.
So that's it.
Really? You are always here, and we appreciate you so much. I have had so many comments, Joe, while being here, about your contribution to the podcast. And a number of your customers are here, and they're going, "Where's Joe? I'd love to have him here." And I said, "Well, you know, some of us have to stay back and make money." So he's back there doing that. Mark, watch the markets. You're doing a good job. Appreciate you dialing in, giving us an update. And then we'll be putting out another update later on in the podcast, later today. And we'll be updating the podcast with information, Joe, about what we're hearing. So yeah, you can put out the word, hey, try to tune in. It looks like at this point, the best time slot I can get is the 4 o'clock time slot. I'm going to be trying to work with BlockTac to get the 3 o'clock time slot opened up for us. And but there, it's a pretty crowded venue at that particular time, but I'll let you know. So we can look for Joe's website. Go to MBS Quote Line, and Joe will be putting an update out, and we'll be communicating with you, Joe, so you can do that. Okay?
Okay.
Sounds good?
Sounds good. All right, Dave.
Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate you being here. Folks, you've been listening to Joe Farr with MBS Quote Line. Check it out, mbsquoteline.com. Joe offers a free, if you haven't used it so far, if you use it, don't call him back for another free round. But if you have, if you haven't you tried MBS Quote Line, I encourage you to do so. You will not be disappointed. Good talking to you. Have a great rest of the day, folks. We'll be back and broadcasting later in the day. I'll give you the specifics on that. Look on the website. We'll give you an update. And but appreciate you being in here. I'm running off to go listen to Ben Carson, Joe, and we'll give you
all
an
right.
update on all of that. All right,
thanks,
man.
Dave.
Talk
Bye
to
bye.
You soon. Thank you. You bet. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.